Hi, my name is Brandon Prince. I'm the manager of Indigenous Initiatives up at UNBC.
Brandon, ever since 2008, when a Truth and Reconciliation Commission was created, what, in your opinion, has worked?
In terms of the TRC, I mean, not a lot of things have moved forward, I know that for sure. I mean, I do like that they did create a new day for National Truth and Reconciliation, of course, on the 30th. Replacing Orange Shirt Day. I mean, there's a lot of media attention on Indigenous issues right now, and I think that's one of the most positive things of the TRC report, right? Just getting more things in the media, more Canadians aware of the issues Indigenous people face.
Yeah, absolutely. So with your with UNBC, tell me what your plans are for September 30th.
September 30th, we're doing an online Zoom event to honor the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and of course, Orange Shirt Day. So we're encouraging people from all over the region and all over Canada, to be honest, because we've had people from Waterloo say they're going to come, right? So what we're trying to do is just bring attention to the truth and reconciliation, right? The steps that have been taken so far and kind of steps that need to happen going forward. Right?
Yeah. And what, I mean, I don't know how much, cause I know it's like a 90 minute event that you're planning to happen on the 30th and it is online, which, you know, obviously we know all the reasons, but it is kind of unfortunate when we can't gather people, especially for this kind of learning.
Yeah. It's kind of, in Indigenous culture, gathering together is one of our main things, right? So yeah, it's kind of tough not being able to do it during COVID, but yeah, I think that we've got a good lineup of speakers, both from UNBC and off campus, to speak on truth and reconciliation, what it means to them.
Mm-hmm. So, Brandon, do you believe that the Canadian government is committed to change in regards to implementing the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission final report, or do you think this will be just an example of the changes and the responsibility falling on the shoulders of the Indigenous, Métis, and Inuit people to fulfill and enact changes in the report that we want to see?
I definitely believe that what's being said in the media from any party, really, on this election day, of course, hasn't reflected what has actually happened on the ground, right? And do I believe that it's going to fall onto the shoulders of Indigenous peoples? I believe it will if the government doesn't make meaningful change toward reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wonder, as the Office of Indigenous Initiatives at UNBC, you and your colleagues, what's your hope for the talking circle that on September 30th? Who do you hope attends? And for people who plan to attend, what should they prepare, both Indigenous attendees and allies?
In terms of the talking circle, what it is just an opportunity from any either non-Indigenous or Indigenous people to gather and speak on the subject at hand, right? So talking circles are more about listening and the respect of others. So the intention is to kind of open our hearts and understand and connect with one another. So in terms of being prepared, be prepared to hear stories on truth and reconciliation and the views of some of the speakers that we have, such as Dr. Jesse King and Dr. Daniel Sims and Dr. Rob Buddy, just to hear perspectives from different people on and off campus about truth and reconciliation and how we, where we're at today, where we came from, and how we all move forward together.
And I wonder, what's changed for you, or your family and your community, your coworkers in the office there, now that we're celebrating a statutory holiday for national recognition of truth and reconciliation? What has that changed for you?
I don't see much change for myself personally, but professionally and every other way, you know. I think that, like I said before, having Indigenous issues more front-facing, where more Canadians can dive right into it and kind of learn about what has happened and like how we're going to work together to go forward, right? And that's really huge for me because I've had some of my friends come up to me and say, "Hey, like I didn't know that happened, right? Like I had no idea until all of this media attention came around." And yeah, for what's changed for me, pretty much is just I enjoy that our issues are right at the forefront, and I'm really hoping that it enacts positive change for our people, right?
Absolutely. Brandon, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you think is important for our listeners to know, either about the event or any other thoughts that you have about the holiday coming to be?
I can't think of anything, right? I'm just encouraging people to tune in and for a great event, right? And I'm also encouraging people not only to show up to our event, because the reason why we wanted to make it such a short time frame, so like 90 minutes, is so people have opportunities to take part in events in their own communities, right? And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of them going on that day. I think there's probably more going on than I can even list to think about right now. So I'm just encouraging everyone to attend events in their community. Usually, when you have an event, you're celebrating some, but this is more of an honor and it's more of a somber day than, say, a celebration.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to everyone in Canada honoring Truth and Reconciliation and taking the time to either be qu to have quiet reflection or to do something a little more public and share with our Indigenous brothers and sisters as well, and you know, shut up and listen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thank you for that, Pam. I really appreciate that. And yeah, it's an honor for me to be on your station and give these type of interviews.
Oh, thank you.